Thank you for joining me at the kitchen table today. We're going to be talking about Birdie, the first novel by a writer named Tracy Lindberg. Tracy is from Kelly Lake Cree Nation in northern BC, not far actually from where much of the branch of one of my family lines comes from. We were settlers as part of HBC development in that area, so there might be some family connections to the pieces she's describing. The book follows the journey of a character named Bernice Metoos, who is a Cree woman who seems a bit younger than me, but she's had a really tough life, and she's on a healing journey. What the encounter with the book evokes for me is this space where we're meeting now, which is the kitchen table, where women have gathered across generations to get to know each other and offer support and grow themselves in relation to all of their life responsibilities and questions. I picked this book because the first time I read it, which was 5 years ago or more, my knowledge was way too scant to do justice to the complexity of Tracy Lindberg's careful crafting. In this idea of responsibility, I was not prepared yet to meet her in this dynamic meeting of writer, reader, and story. I brought respect and curiosity, but truthfully, I had no idea what was going on most of the time. But reading it again now, after years of textbook learning and growing friendships with Indigenous people, I understand enough context to really be immersed and intrigued and laughing out loud in parts that I'm sure I missed the first time. Some of the themes that are really calling my attention are the mysteries of time and consciousness and spirit. And I'm really enjoying learning some Cree words that help bring those pieces together. As Birdie is moving through this space of healing from trauma, the other themes that are coming into play are this idea of needing home and really needing family, and the fact that we can't do it alone. As for the actions and responsibilities that Birdie is asking of me, it is to keep showing up for my own learning and for these growing friendships. Like the characters in the book, I need to keep bringing humility and tenderness to these interactions, as well as laughter. It is also to continue asking how I may be of service, especially to the women, children, and youth, and whoever else in our community might need the mutual care of the kitchen table. To close, we'll hear the opening song to The Beachcombers, a 70s show that holds a special place in Birdie's heart. I'm going to watch an episode.